Piper touts a strong 2010. What's gained by photo ID pilot certificates? And Flight Design has bigger plans for 2011. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, January 4th, 2011. While 2010 was a pretty bleak year for the industry in general, Piper Aircraft has reason for optimism. In an official statement issued yesterday, CEO Jeffrey Berger commented, quote, "During 2010, the first full year since Imprimis acquired Piper, we delivered considerably more aircraft, introduced and stepped up development of an all-new single-engine business jet, and readied the company for an unprecedented global push in 2011, unquote. Piper notes that in contrast to some competitors, it increased production, hired 140 engineers, introduced a clean-sheet Piper jet in the third quarter, and sold more than 45 single- and twin-engined aircraft to pilot training institutions in the U.S. and Asia-Pacific regions. The company is also touting the commitment of its shareholders, notably Imprimis. Quote, "This long-term investment approach, funded with equity rather than debt, is providing Piper with a more stable capital backing compared to some of its peers," unquote. Let's see, committed investors and a jet program that's actually moving forward? Not too tough to figure out who the competitor between the lines is there. If there is, as some say, lots of money sitting on the sidelines trying to time the bottom of the recession to get the greatest bang for buck, the last couple weeks would indicate Imprimis and maybe AVIC believe it's time to get that party started. The FAA's push for new photo ID pilot certificates in the U.S. raises some interesting questions, and many are addressed in an analysis piece contributed to ANN by CFI Robert Hadow. The photo certificates have been mandated by Congress, which blundered into this area, apparently clueless that we normally never have to take the certificate out of the wallet to go flying, putting this squarely in the realm of security theater. The FAA suggests that the initiative will cost the pilot community about $500 million over 20 years and assumes the cost to each pilot at $210 per certificate. CFIs would have to replace their certificates every 2 years, and student pilots would now have to get the new photo ID certificate instead of a paper one to start. One thing the proposal would accomplish, it would allow the federal government to compile a photo database of all certificated pilots, something it can't do now through the requirement to carry a separate state-issued photo ID. Read the full analysis and find FMI links, including one to the actual NPRM, in the text version of this story, dated January 3rd, at aero-news.net. The deadline for public comments is February 17th. Flight Design, which has delivered more light sport aircraft in the U.S. than any other company, is making no secret of its intent to branch out into bigger things, literally. CEO Matthias Betsch says the company is nearing completion on a proof-of-concept four-seat model of the CT series and expects to show it at Aero Friedrichshafen in April, and then, quote, "Following the German debut, we will bring our four-seat concept aircraft to AirVenture Oshkosh," unquote. Betsch says aviation companies with a vision for the future want to work with a company that offers a range of aircraft. He says his management team will be at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring starting on the 20th of this month, looking for professional organizations interested in repping Flight Design products and adding more service availability for the 300-plus owners of two-place CTs already in the U.S. Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims that it has shot down two UAVs over the Persian Gulf after they violated Iranian airspace. They offered no details as to where the aircraft originated or when they claim the shootdown occurred. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh, leader of the Air Force wing of the Revolutionary Guard, announced the vague claim, indicating only that, quote, "This is the first time we are saying it," unquote. He says that all enemy bases in the region could be targeted by Iranian missiles. Media sources, including The Telegraph and the Australian Broadcasting Company, report that Hajizadeh claimed that many such aircraft have been destroyed in the region. Iran's Fars news agency said the aircraft shot down were likely performing missions in either Iraq or Afghanistan when they violated Iranian airspace. CNN reports that a U.S. military spokesman who requested anonymity said that coalition forces have not recently lost any UAVs in the Gulf region, and of those previously lost, none could be attributed to enemy fire. Still ahead, Russia investigates the crash of an AN-22. Three new master instructors include a familiar name. And you're telling me that CFIs are fallible? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, January 4th. I'm Paul Plack. The Associated Press reports Russian officials have opened an investigation into the crash of an AN-22 cargo plane in Russia last week, about 120 miles south of Moscow. All 12 people on board were fatally injured. The four-engine turboprop was designed in the 1960s, and the one which went down last week had been built in 1974. The few AN-22s still flying have been grounded by the Russian government until the cause of the crash is more clear. AP also reports the Russian Air Force has grounded its Tu-95 strategic bombers, which have the same engines as the AN-22. Master Instructors LLC welcomed three new master instructors in December. Stanley Swank is a Part 141 Assistant Chief Flight Instructor and Ground Instructor with ATP Flight Academy at Jacksonville's Craig Municipal Airport. He also serves as a FAST Team representative in the FAA's Orlando, North Florida FISDO area. Gary Brossett is a member of the AMT Society. He's an AP with IA and earned his Master Aviation Educator accreditation. Gary is a quality engineer specializing in maintenance and safety systems training at Pratt & Whitney's Columbus Engine Center. He also serves as a FAST Team representative in the FAA's Atlanta FISDO area. And Michael Maya Charles earned his first Master CFI accreditation last month. Michael's a noted aviation writer and retired FedEx pilot, and works as an independent fixed and rotary wing instructor at Colorado's Erie Municipal Airport. He also serves as a FAST Team representative in the FAA's Denver FISDO area. Congratulations to all. And finally today, to students for the private pilot certificate, it may seem as if their instructors never lose their cool and seem to have all the answers. But CFIs have to pass check rides too. QREF has released a new publication intended specifically for candidates for the Instrument Instructor Certificate. It's written by Bridget Dormeyer and Gene Hudson, both active master flight instructors. The Instrument Rating Flight Instructor Notebook sells for $39.95. It features a 42-lesson instrument rating syllabus, 125 instrument rating proficiency check and study guide questions with detailed answers, 46 PTS topic lesson plans, and an instrument rating check ride checklist. Not to infer CFIs don't already know all that stuff. Dormeyer comments, quote, "This book contains the tools our flight school has used for decades in training pilots and instructors. We wrote this book to help CFIIs pass their check rides the first time," unquote. What? You mean some don't? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, the first installment of a two-part chat with ANN's Jim Campbell on the best and worst of 2010 and what 2011 might bring to aviation and aerospace. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.